Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scripture verse by verse. So excited to have you here with me today. Today we are in the book of 2 Timothy, and we're in chapter 1, verses 13 through 18. And it says this. Oh, and we are in the Phillips translation of the Bibles. And here's verses 13 through 18. So keep my words in your mind as a pattern of sound teaching given to you in the faith and love of Jesus Christ. Take the greatest care of the good things which were entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who lives within us. You will know, I expect, that all those who were in Asia have turned against me, Phygelius and Hermogenes among them. But may the Lord have mercy on the household of Onesiphorus. Many times did that man put fresh heart into me, and he was not in the least ashamed of me being a prisoner in chains. Indeed, when he was in Rome, he went to a great deal of trouble to find me. May the Lord grant he finds his mercy in that day. And you well know in how many ways he helped me at Ephesus as well. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for these words of warning and also encouragement. And Lord, I pray that we would take all of that to heart today. Help us to be people of sound teaching, that we would have faith and love for you, first of all, and that we would take care of the things that you have entrusted to us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives within us. I am grateful that I have a lifetime and lifelong companion in the faith. And thank you for that constant presence, that comforting presence, that guiding presence that lives within me and within those who are listening to this podcast today. Lord, we do not want to be like those who deserted Paul. And I'm not going to try to attempt to say their names again because I really messed them up when I read them. But Lord, first of all, help us to be faithful friends to our friends. Second of all, if we have experienced people like this in our lives, help us to take it with a grain of salt, to move on, to learn how to let go of some of that pain so that we can have joy today. I know for me, I'm a hanger-oner, and I want to keep a friendship even when it dies. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give all of us the proper perspective on when you've moved someone into our lives and when you've moved them out. And even the Apostle Paul had this happen to him. So it's not an unusual event. It's part of life that some people will be in your life for a period of time and they might betray like these folks did. There's others that are more faithful, like Onesiphorus. We're so longing to be that kind of friend to others, and we long for those. I pray that you would send some Onesiphoruses into our lives in the next this whole year in 2019, Lord. That's one of my prayers for the year, is that you would send the people that you want to send into my life, and that I would welcome them as friends. Lord, help us to take his life into heart, that he put fresh heart into Paul. And Lord, I want to be that kind of person. I want to be someone who, when they see me, other people will be like, oh, she puts fresh heart into me. She gives me life. Lord, help us to be life-giving people. Help us to refresh others. Your word has promised that those who refresh others will be refreshed. And so we want to be refreshers of others. We want to put heart into others. And Lord, I love what Paul says about the fact that his friend wasn't ashamed of him being in chains. And Lord, all of us have chains of some sort. So help us to become the kinds of friends and family members and disciplers who don't notice the chains people are in, but just love them anyway. Lord, help us to take great trouble for people this week. Those who are, maybe there's someone listening today who needs someone to take great trouble for them. So I pray you would stir up the believers around them to really intercede and intervene in difficult situations. But give us eyes to see as well of people who need to be intervened for, people who need to be pursued, Lord. And as I close this prayer, I just thank you that you are a pursuer of our hearts, that you are the one who will chase after us, that you are the one who is relentlessly pursuing our hearts. So Lord, we just submit to that today, and we receive your love. We choose to rest in it and revel in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me. I can't believe you've been staying with me this whole time, almost a year now. And if you'd like to record your testimony, as a quick reminder, you can do that at marydemuth.com. There's a little microphone. You can record up to 5 minutes. And we're going to put that on February 1st's episode of Pray Every Day, because that is the first day of our second year together. So please do that. And thank you in advance.